Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. My Olympian mission is to promote lifelong personal development, human empowerment, out-of-the-box thinking, creative self-expression, and a dedication of one's unique talents to community service. All of my labors in this lifetime celebrate the hero's journey in myth, legend, spirituality, popular culture, and in daily life. I firmly believe that the human spirit is essentially heroic and always seeking ways to express its innate nobility and greatness, and that a life fully lived, dedicated to actualizing the highest we can conceive, is the noblest expression of human existence. Tonight, I'm very proud to bring you the ET Universal Zone with Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Greetings and welcome, Mark and Phyllis. How are you?
Hi, Hercules.
Hi. Hello. Good to hear you.
We're honored to be with you, bro.
And great to have you through. You do have a caller who was called upon your invitation. So when you're ready to speak to your guest, just let me know and I'll patch you in, okay?
Excellent.
Okay. Let's see. What are we starting with here?
I think you wanted to start with a message because today is Good Friday, and we felt that there should be a special message from Most High, and Mark was able to get that when we were praying today around 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah, it was amazing. We're going through a lot today with this amazing time of the year. As many people know, this is a special time. So I was praying and basically contemplating what had happened to our beloved.
Anybody
to Yehoshua.
Sananda.
And Sananda. So here's the message I got today at 3 p.m. And this was not channeled. This was direct message I see through my oversoul's eyes. And they were in a total different level where they go and they do infinite praise. Actually, there's actually infinite praise levels on the high realms, highest realms where the angels are. There's constant praising and love to Creator going. So as oversouls and higher selves, we can go to these levels and do that too and praise and feel that energy. That's the food of the Creator, the infinite light, the being of infinite Creator, radiant love. So it's energy actually feeds us.
Well, I think you might also want to mention, because this was exciting to me to hear, that today is a special day even on the highest realms because of the mission that Sananda did when he took on a physical aspect on this planet 2,000 years ago. So they were celebrating
2,000 plus
years ago. They were celebrating as well that mission. So it's not just us here that celebrate that mission. It actually happens even on the high. Is that right?
On the high realms, yeah. And so everywhere on planet Earth, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, it's happening constantly throughout this whole day. And it doesn't matter really where anyone is. You can just contemplate the infinite Creator in your mind and your heart and your soul and offer thanks, gratitude, praise, love, devotion, adoration, and reverence to the Creator. And when you do that with your heart and with your mind and with your inner soul, your whole self, your spirit, Creator knows everything we're thinking anyway. But when we do that as the children of Creator, it recognizes us. It comes closer. So this is what my message is for people to understand. So here's and you practice this, and you'll notice things will start changing. Love comes towards you in different ways and energy. So this was the message I got from the High Realms where I was out, and Sananda, the creator, known as Son of Love, creator at many levels, and that's his aspect to represent to us.
That's our opinion.
Says to me in my overpart, now I'm quoting, guys, I'm quoting everybody, now is not the time to split your focus. You all are needed here, right now, at this time, in this moment, in universal time, and time is title marked, so we understand, because there's no time on High Realms, but for them to speak to us, they represent time to us to get us now. Now is the time. So in this moment, in universal time, for the fight, for the light to manifest now, this fight goes on in different ways on other levels.
But that's not what he said.
This is what he's saying, continued. Sorry
okay.
about that. Souls, children, pray for all people on Earth and throughout the galaxy, omniverse, and praise Creator. We hear your prayers and know a soul's intent, true love, devotion for Creator, and helping others. Transcendence comes for a soul at the right time when heart, soul, forgiveness, and impassioned love for all life everywhere, along with the glory of Creator, merge and engulf the soul. Love, bliss, and the glory of Creator fills the soul, and transformation occurs. Therefore, stay true to yourself, and know I am with you always. My love is for all my children. When I am in your hearts and minds, and your love is true to Creator, I am with you and protect you. I love you unceasingly.
Wow.
And that was... And he was acknowledging things that some people wrote in to ask a question to us. And one of our friends actually asked a question that was exactly what we're talking about today. So we were telling her that she was right on with her questions. But they were asking about time portals and different things like that, to touch on some of that a little bit. But this is what he was referencing, that it's not the time
to try to escape yes.
where you've come from, and you planned this before you came here. So, Hercules, like you, like all of us, we have a symbol from space that I have in our book that we're creating still.
That's great.
It's called the Spiritual Defender of Truth, not Spiritual Warrior. In the High Realms, there's no war. But we call themselves, they said, we call ourselves Spiritual Defenders of Truth. And since we're that way on these levels, now we're the warriors of it. That's what mm-hmm. it represents. We're a fighter for the truth and the light. And like you and Phyllis and I and many friends of ours and many people on the planet are the Spiritual Defenders of Truth. And so this is what he meant when he was answering some of that information I was putting out, is that people wanted to... do this or do that with their body, physically take their body to another dimension, go through fourth, fifth, whatever, dimensional spaces, but that's another frequency we talked about in the past. We'll talk again. But but why are they trying to seemingly escape right now?
Well, even though... Okay,
you know, like, that's what's going on, but I'm noticing in the New Age.
Yeah, but I know we do sort of spin the narrative that there are things coming to a galactic or a global end at a certain point, and
there
it's
are
not that
happening.
Far in the future, but we're not saying to cut and run. We're in a war between light and darkness, and we chose this time right now to be here. Every single one of us that's listening to this show today made a decision to come in at this time, and we knew before we came in here that there was going to be an end time scenario going on. This, we didn't come in here, take this journey lightly. We signed up to be warriors. Now, there may be, you know, others that are not listening to this show that don't think in those terms, and maybe they were just doing regular incarnations. But we're assuming that most of the people listening to a show such as this, which actually promotes, you know, pursuing the light,
yes.
are going mm-hmm. to understand they signed up for this to be spiritual warriors now.
Now.
And so we have to stand for the light.
We do.
Till the very end. And even if we lost our lives doing it, it wouldn't matter anyway because you never lose your life.
Right. And another thing, I know there's other people out there who've had encounters or with the extraterrestrials and different beings, including their own aspects of higher realms. But even so, I was taken on a ship. I was never abducted. I went willingly. But I also was teleported twice. Each time I got there, I never once thought, oh, good, this is my time to get out. No, I knew instinctively from where I was standing on the craft talking with them, I saw the total of why I'm here, but I chose to come in. I came in at this time. I haven't got karma on this planet, but I came in anyway to get Phyllis and rescue her, but also to give the messages that I know from where I'm coming from in those realms to help people understand how to get off these first plane levels of dense physical planets in all these different galaxies and universes, that we don't belong on these levels normally. This is a testing ground where they challenge themselves and test themselves, but also you find the truth of the heavy, dark, fallen energy so you can understand it, to understand how it works and then fight against it, control and and protect, you know, protect yourself and others. But to try to escape here now, and there are a bunch of, I'm sorry, people out there listening, there is a bunch of beings out there channeling to people who are open and innocent, right, and hoping to get a good message through. And these beings are not of the real light at all. They are the playground fallen beings. They're also lower astrals that play and pretend. And they're promoting a lot of this type of information. Oh, you can leave now. You can leave soon if you just do this or that. But guess what? To get to the higher realms, now what they're thinking of is to work with the love, the infinite creator. You have to be forgiving of everything.
Okay.
If you leave here in the way we think now at different times, then you get to another frequency. It's still going to be pretty similar to what you're seeing now, maybe at another etheric level, but it's not going to be the highest. It's like cleanse yourself, cleanse your mind, cleanse you before you try to work on other people. But because we're still seeing through our blinders as we walk planet Earth too sometimes.
This was the other.
Now, the other message I got, Hercules, was actually another one. This one's from my over part because I was connected when this happened. So after Sananda gave the first message, and Sananda walked the planet Earth as Yehoshua. And that's the only time he walked the planet Earth, so people can understand. He wasn't reincarnated or anything. Here's a quote. If a person's mission is for Creator, like all of our missions, right, everybody? If a person's mission is Creator, then they do the will of Creator, and confidentially, he whispered this to me, and confidentially, it would not be to escape their present situation on this planet at this time in this galaxy. Right now, all are needed to uplift others, praise Creator, offer hope, forgive all souls, and pray for all souls to be forgiven of their past, present, and future actions that confused or hurt other souls. And that's the unquote. And that is, to me, that's as clear as it gets for what we're doing here and why we're not supposed to be trying to go through another dimension and escape this planet and, oh, my gosh, it's so horrible here. Well, this is that time. This is now. It's not just happening here on our planet Earth. It's happening in our galaxy. It's on this level. There is a challenge going on right now. First plane level, as we call it. On this frequency, what we're on right now, densest physical level there is having this challenging back and forth light and dark war stronger now than ever before in this time. And that's why people feel the time's up. That's why they're trying to escape, I think, is what's going on. Intuitively, they know, but they don't realize they are the ones needed, and they might be played with telepathically by these beings trying to say, oh, you can get out of here. You can take your body with you. You know, this is self. This is vanity. This is not of the light.
Yes, so the messages from the higher realms are telling us to take responsibility and to be fully present and to do what we know we're supposed to do.
Right. And we also posted the two messages, something we don't normally do. We went to the new site, ET Universal Zone, and when somebody goes to
.com.
Yeah, or etuniversalzone.com, and when somebody goes to the archives tab, and then they just scroll all the way down to the bottom, they will see a link that says messages from Sananda and my ET crew. When they click on that, it'll be the messages of today. And there's also a prayer Mark likes to teach people from the Angel of Peace from Fatima.
Yes, I was asked by Yehoshua Sananda to say this today to people so they can hear it, and it'll be there into the atmosphere and ethers. This prayer was given by the Angel of Peace to the children of Fatima back in 1917. Now, the original version the angel said was, "My God," in the first two words. But Phyllis is in my version. We replaced the two words to say, "My infinite and radiant creator," Yahweh, the name of the creator. And then we add Yehoshua and Holy Spirit, "My beloved. I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you." And that is the prayer the Angel of Peace said to children, and to say it three times. So people can say it the way the Angel of Peace said it. It's online. There's a place to go in the YouTube to find that as a little video. But it's my infinite creator, the way we know in space. We say it like that, radiant, infinite creator. And we always say Yahweh, and it means the breath of life, the creator of life. And it is the creator, but it is life. So Yahweh, and it comes out like that. Yahoshua means Yahweh saves. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the love of the creator and the Son together. It's an infinite trifold creator and essence of energies, but each one is individual in its own way, but each one is connected.
I will definitely put a link to those pages so that people can access it after listening to the show or while listening to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, that's great. So basically what we're essentially talking about today really is about soul traps. But it's also, I think, it turned into something non-ordinary when Mark, when we got into that very reverent state, and Mark received the messages from Sananda and his own oversoul, and they were just calling us to action. And we always said, and Mark and I have always been saying, we will stay here as long as the Creator wants us to stay here and fight the good fight. That's our.
Mm-hmm. We're here.
That's our mantra. We're not trying to cut out. We're just going to stay here and fight.
It's
to the
thy
end.
Will, not ours, be done.
Yeah, exactly.
Not thy will, and I'm escaping, and I'm taking off. Because, again, guys, I've been on those ships. I've been around the planet Earth. It's a round planet. It's a circle ball. It is exact. And actually, Yehoshua mentioned that in the Bible in ancient times, in the New Testament. He actually said spheres. I don't remember exactly where it's located because I'm not the scholar, but I can always locate it for everybody. But he actually says other spheres. And then he also speaks of his other children that you know not of, which means angels, other beings in the other galaxies, nature spirits, extraterrestrials. It means all these other beings that we know not of on this planet. So he says, other children have I that are of my fold that you know not of. So it's interesting how he talks. Now, he does, and again, he always wants us to forgive and especially pray. And ask for forgiveness for the fallen, that means all fallen as beings, and people who have no belief systems, people who are confused, we just pray for them, and they get the graces sent to them. Even when they leave their body and leave to the other side as a physical person, they will be revealed that they have been helped in different ways by souls on the planet who are praying for them as their brothers and sisters. They don't know them, but they're praying for them as brothers and sisters. So that's what I am always told by the other side, Yehoshua and Sananda and the higher realms, to tell people to keep praying for the people that have forgotten, the ones who just don't believe in anything or who turn bad in different ways on the planet because they got pulled aside by the fallen beings who tricked them, you know, with these.
Or maybe they're addictions. Maybe they were hurt too much,
yes.
And maybe they fear, and you know,
yes.
Whatever pushes somebody into a lower realm where they get stuck for a while, it's really up to all of us to do those types of prayers, and especially if someone you know transitions, definitely pray even harder and more intense for them, and to make, you know, especially if you thought they may have had no belief system, definitely pray
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, and they get helped and they get rescued. That's my, also that I've known other people besides me on this earth too, that actually when you're out of body, you're, and Hercules, I feel you've done this too. You go and you help other souls who get stuck,
yes.
and trapped in the waiting zone, as we call it, and
yes.
you help them get to the other side a little better and meet their family, friends, everything. And so there are people like us and others who are even physically alive right now who are helping souls in their out of body times at night or day, whenever they're sleeping. And we're always being of help and service to the infinite creator to bring truth and help to other souls who got confused. And the thing is our message always has been, this is not our true home. This is not our true dimension, let's put it that way, physical density. Our true home is above the other realms, above the seventh planes that are always around these physical dense planets. There's like auras around the planets, all the planets, and all the different, so the frequencies, you know, so it's like an aura. And the souls get to these aura fields of the planet they're on, and they keep coming back in different ways. But when they get to understanding of the infinite and what's going on for real, and that there's only one infinite creator, and all these other beings that pretend to be gods are not gods, but are some of them are actually, in ancient times, they were saying that because the people called them a god, but they were not that. They meant all-powerful people or beings. So the words in ancient times were translated differently. So anytime these big aliens came down, or who might have been the big ETs, 10, 12 feet tall, 20 feet tall, even 100 feet tall, the people might have thought, that's God walking the planet right now. But in reality, it was some other ET or extraterrestrial from another place.
And it might have been a benevolent.
And a benevolent ET.
Benevolent.
Some of them were not always friendly to the people on the planet. But that's where they got the fears put in for those old tales and old stories from the ancient times that have gone around for a few times on planet Earth, because the Earth has flipped a couple of times. So we have ancient brought in from ancient stories from past times and past times. So we have to realize the people they called gods, we don't want to say, okay, they're all fallen gods. No, that just meant they were calling them gods. Like Krishna, he was called the god. And Krishna, he's a space being. We know him in space. That being is blue people. The blue people come from other solar systems. And they still exist. They're out there right now. So they came to help, and that's when you saw those old, in Hindu stories, the ancient Upanishad and all the stories of the battles going on. That's way past a long time ago. So these ancient people called them gods. But we know now they were not God. They were just advanced beings, just like the ancient aliens speaks about. That's exactly what's going on. So
we're losing the sound, Mark.
Focus to some of these people.
Mark, we're losing the sound.
That had to do with...
better.
We don't focus on those types of beings. That had to do with projecting information to the souls walking the planet at the time and confuse them, and maybe we're trapping them in different ways as slaves. We don't know.
Well, they were, might have also...
You have to forgive them, too.
They would. One of the things that we feel traps a soul, just in general, an aspect, is lack of knowledge, just pure lack of knowledge of higher levels, you know. And then they get caught up in cause and effect, which, of course, creates... You make some grandiose mistake, you're going to have to... your own oversoul is going to say, well, you're going to have to even that out and pay that price in another lifetime. So that's how the cycle of reincarnation begins.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to cause an effect or that of the soul traps, we have we call them soul traps, but it's just a name for now. It's like aspects that get stuck on planets and different places of physical realities. So you might have lack of knowledge of the higher levels, that causes them to be stuck and reincarnate. Cause and effect is reincarnation, but as for what they've done in the past, they come back because they have to fix it or whatever they feel.
Also, lack of knowledge on how to graduate. You know,
right.
Forgiveness, love of all life, reverence of Creator. You know, they don't understand the tools. They don't understand the tools that help them stop that reincarnational cycle.
Then there's the fallen beings. who
love
to inspire bad behavior. Addictions
okay.
of all, like addictions that trap people, all kinds of addictions we can think of. Service, they're offering like, oh, we'll give you anything you want, right? Service to the self as opposed to service to helping others. That's what the fallen will promote, all about you and not about anyone else and how you can become special and popular or make lots of money, whatever their addiction is, whatever they see in the aura of that soul. They will promote mm-hmm. that as their ultimate thing. So if somebody wants to be the ultimate writer in the planet Earth, they'll promote that to them too. If you sign here and in your blood, whatever they do. Then there's
like
the,
false.
Then there's the AI, artificial intelligence, transhumanism that they promote, like Borg in Star Trek.
Yes.
That kind of energy traps the soul in a body that could be mechanical or half human. That could live too long, keeps on going because they just keep replacing parts. And the person itself, that's the soul, who might be in the AI, let's say brain case or whatever they've created, must be willing to destroy the machine that keeps them alive to release their own soul, because that'll trap them for hundreds of years, thousands, who knows. And in space, the crews and our friends who are on these levels, they don't believe in that. They don't do that. They've never done that. But there are lower 3D beings that are ET types and others that promote this and try that. So again, the Star Trek Borg stuff, when people remember that from those shows, the robotic human...
Isn't that far away from
truth? ...is something that actually...
The Unarian revelations, the Unarius folks in California, they've revealed a lot of information on ETs and robotic humans and what the world is like. And they've also pointed to the dangers of some of the things that we're doing now, because they've been done before and the results were not good. And many people I know who are dealing with global issues, like our UN committees and things, talked about some of the concerns with the AI and how it's being used and how it could be used. So the dangers that you're describing, although they sound like science fiction to many people, are real concerns.
Exactly.
Well, Elon Musk is heavy into it right now, and we know for sure that the Amazon Jeff Bezos would do it in a heartbeat.
What about the people who freeze their heads? You know, in cryogenics.
I think Disney is frozen.
Walt. Yeah,
I heard that
too.
It was in cryogenics.
Yeah. So is their soul stuck? People have asked us that. Is their soul stuck because their head is there?
Or because they were frozen when they were still slightly alive?
That's the... Ooh, yeah, right. That was the other thing.
Yeah.
Were they still half kind of alive while they were being cryogenicked? Like, just... didn't really physically die.
Mm.
If that happened, the soul is still attached to that body in some way. But since they removed somebody's head, let's say, and just got rid of the body, I don't know what they do with the body, maybe they cremated, but if you just had a head in cryogenic form, that's kind of scary, because if they reactivate that head, anybody can go into that body to regenerate it. So we don't know who comes in. It's like a walk-in effect, you know? So we really think about what's going on, you know. And
yeah,
they're just basically trapping themselves.
Yeah, they don't know what they're playing with. It's always that technology that's beyond the humans, shouldn't have it yet, but they've found it because they get to the fallen beings, get to them. I'm talking fallen. When I say that, too, it doesn't mean angels that are fallen. We mean ETs, you know, like they said, some of the different species that are out there who are promoting this kind of stuff. So they're manipulated by the fallen, sometimes possessed by the fallen, but that they're coming from that frequency, so they are promoting that, which they see as, to me and the crew and our gang on the other side, AI transhumanism becomes an ultimate slave race of subhuman, whatever we call these things, mechanical species. They will be able to manipulate and control them, because they have frequencies that humans on Earth don't know about right now, but they might promote this. And in the end, get people to do it and then have a frequency that overrides everything, and they become a slave, human, robotic creature. I don't know what to say. We have to pray for all of this, that this disappears and that this is fought out of this galaxy. They do, the good guys, let's say the good guys, everybody out there who that means, people of the different space alliances that are different dimensions, not just physical. There's the Galactic Confederations, which are alliance groups throughout the different galaxies. They're confederations. That means they come in together as groups and help with each other and other people in need. Then there's the Universal and Galactic Federations. Those are kind of military-like. They have a military effect, so they deal with the people on Earth most of the time, you know, because these planets sometimes have their own military situations set up. So they play along and do that. So the federations are more worlds that are together, but they come formed in the federation. Like, remember how Starfleet and these different shows? It's kind of like that. Join in. They come from another solar system, another galaxy, whatever, and they'll join in and work within that was set up. So the galactic or universal and different galactic federations will have put together an order like that. So there is a person in control and command, and there's another one goes down. Similar, bringing the information to others. And even my friends and crew have went into some of these to understand it too. So we've been parts of these to see what they're like. But we're the intergalactic mission is not military like that. But when we are out in space, they are sort of like a policing force of energy. So when they show up, the other planet systems who are having a fight or a skirmish or whatever kind of take calmness, and they just go, okay, let's consult with these beings, because they know we're all coming to help in peace and not a war or any of that kind of controlling stuff. So the federations will come to the Earth like that because they know Earth has the history of a military effect on the planet controlling it. So they will try to work with them so that they could talk with each other, and they do work with each other. But again, crew, everybody out there listening, the Galactic Federation of Light, LIGHT, is not a real federation. It's a playful entities, let's say, controlled information. They're the ones channeling to people and talking to them as if they were this Galactic Federation of Light, and they've made that up. We all know in the higher realms that does not exist. I've been promoting this for 20, 30 years.
That it doesn't exist.
It does not exist. There is no Galactic Federation of Light. There is a Galactic Federation of Planets and Worlds and Galaxies and a Universal Federation of Galaxies. There is not a light one, no. So we knew that they were playing this game. They have beings that are pretending to be masters of ascendedness or whatever. And they also have a being that pretends to be Sananda Yehoshua and saying he's a ascended master. And that is not true. He is the creator. So get it clear, people. I'm trying to help everyone here. He is not an ascended master of any ray or color blue or pink. He is the infinite creator, came to manifest to us to give us a way out. The souls on the heavy, dense physical level, he came to give us a way out through his name and his mission.
Well, you may also want to talk about the reason he chose to do the mission in that particular. Well, you want to go in that direction?
Right.
Is that too much?
We're still going on.
We have knowledge that we haven't let out yet.
I was writing about it, but.
But okay, number four.
We still
four.
Have some more soul or aspect traps, attachments to friends and. On lower, slower frequencies or levels, also keeps a soul that can from graduating or coming back to the Earth. It could keep coming back to the Earth. So people who form strong attachments to family and grandchildren, and they keep worrying about them, when they finally leave the planet passing to the other side, they will still be drawn back to their worrying or contemplating their friends and family and children. So unless they can detach with love that all our children here on this planet are really infinite creator's children, we are the parents or the caretakers of the children. And so we have to be able to release and let go too, that they fulfill their missions as well, what they came to do. And so we can love them, but don't be constantly drawn back to worry, fear, and scared of what's going on with that my grandchild right now on planet Earth. And that'll keep them in the frequencies, which then makes them, they wait for the children to come to the other side. But if there's also energy that comes that causes a parent or a grandparent that might want to come back right now in a reincarnating life and be that child's child in the future. So this can keep happening, and this is a slight trap, and it's not a trap, but it's a slight trap to keep a person incarnating when they really didn't have to come back. They can work on the other higher etheric and different realms. And there's another one where they can even get stuck on some of the etheric realms that are very close to physical. So we got some people of the Alliance groups, you know, they're working as Aetherians here, and they come through another dimension, so they have physical-type lives where they are, and they can have children on their lives.
And it's very idyllic
it's
and
idyllic
beautiful.
And yet it's not as evil. You know, there's negative things that go on, but it's not like killing each other and, you know, killing other people. But they can have different things that can keep them there on those levels because it's so – you can live for a long time. Let's say imagine an Earth years, 1,000 to 3,000 years in Earth time. Some of these beings can live on those levels. And that's why people have had encounters with some of them, and they might say, oh, I'm really 800 years old in your time, in your mind, your time. So they give us an idea. But they can get stuck, too, because it's so loving and beautiful and idyllic and that they might not try to progress further. See how these levels can lull the soul into this
kind of get lost
beautiful
in the
dream
yeah.
effect. But it's not a dream, but it is. Keeps them going. And they go, well, I got all the time in the atmosphere of universes and omniverse to make it home to the highest levels. But if they're not sure about them and all they're visiting on their, even their etheric realms, they can go out of body if they in their sleeping zone, and they can go to another dimensional space. But still, they can get stuck in some of these levels too, where they do not progress further and want to go further yet. And so even as the crew, we've gone through to some of the levels where the Buddha realms are and on these levels, they're very content, right? So we went in to tell some of these people that, including the Buddhas, there's different Buddhas, we said, you know, the solar system, this galaxy, this part of this in space of this galaxy and others are going to be going through a high transition of magnetic high field energy that's going to cause a disruption, and we want you to be prepared for it. And so as much as they are pure love and they do love, we were trying to get them to understand there's further places to go, but we wait for them to ask the questions. We can't jump in.
That's a great point right there. I think that that's really lost on a lot of people. If a soul does not ask a question, even let's say when they transition to the other side, they're not going to be led to new information. They're not going to all of a sudden be enlightened to everything that, you know, that a soul should know. They're going to migrate to be with other people who think either as small-minded as they do, or as, you know, open-minded. You know, it's like if you don't ask the question, you will not get. You're not going to be. It's called free will.
Right.
Right.
No, everybody else. Yeah. So I don't know, Hercules. You know what I mean. I know what I mean.
I'm thinking there's enough material you guys are sharing today to make for dozens of shows, just explaining the terms a little bit. With exploring these topics is the whole curse of tongues, you know, like the Tower of Babel from the Bible. One of the things I'm finding in talking to people who are aware of cosmic matters is that where we differ is in our use of words. That a lot of times we're describing the same thing, and we have a slightly different understanding, but somebody might call it something else, and it seems like you're talking about different things or your views are antagonistic. And so as you're speaking, I'm trying to absorb what you're saying and then compare it to what I personally know or what I've heard from others or what I've learned, and seeing that you know, you guys are providing a lot of puzzle pieces to that bigger picture. So thank you very much for sharing that. That is awesome. And I'm glad that the book is progressing because I'm looking forward to reading it.
Thank you.
Does anybody have a question that's on the line?
Is there anybody on hold?
let me find out. Yes, there is somebody on hold. Hi, you're
Thank
on
you,
the line.
Sir.
Hello, listener.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the line.
Hi, Mark and Phyllis. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just called in. I thought I was supposed to use this to call in. I guess I was supposed to use a different channel or something, but good to hear. I'm listening. It's wonderful.
Did you have a question, Linda?
Probably not.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, you have another caller, too. I have
okay, Linda, we love you. Thank you.
We love you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
new caller, you're on the line. Do you have a question? Mark
me?
And Phyllis?
Hi.
Yeah, from
is that
Mark
Bruce?
And Phyllis?
Yeah,
Bruce.
Okay. Bruce.
Recognize my voice.
You.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we know your voice.
Well, thank you for calling. You know, this is my question, which I think all the audience would be interested. You know, the work that you did for me while I lived in China was pretty profound. You know, the contention that, you know, you send out positive energy is quite something. In my case, we were under sort of a phenomenal attack when a portal opened up in our building. And you sent along all these angels to support us. Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that, of course, I thank you many times, and the story is incredible. But we did the special blessing that you said would be needed. And at 3:30 in the morning, one night, I was looking out through the bedroom in the dark, and the light went on the cell, you know, on the phone on the wall where you could see somebody at the front door. And the light went on. Of course, I couldn't see anything there. It was just the light went on. And then I don't know, they may have knocked. I don't know, but they came in and they started this cleanup. And my wife could pick up everything, you know, what was going on. So I thought you may want to sort of make some comment on this very production, you know, of real, this is real stuff because I experienced it. And but thanks to you, it set the battle up front, you know, for at least defending us over many years, you know. And I thought it'd be interesting.
You're right.
Beautiful, Bruce.
There are many angelic forces that are just waiting for us to call on them, and that goes back to free will as well. If we do not ask, we do not get.
I don't send angels, Bruce. You know, remember, we don't send anybody. We ask to send, you know, Archangel Michael, as other people call him, and we ask Yehoshua, we say, please send your battle angels, protector angels, your Christ angels to my friend Bruce in China. And we had did that, and we ask in his name, as you know, in his name, that's the angel's assignment. You give them an assignment. They want the assignments, everybody. But you have to ask. If not, we do not send them. Again, don't go, I'm sending 10 angels over to you right now. No, we are not sending anybody. We are not. We have to ask
Wait
them
a minute.
To be sent.
Mark, he's absolutely right. And so that's where words really do matter. And Shananda recently told us something that blew our minds because we never really thought about it before in regards to what Mark is saying regarding free will of angels. And it was the event where he stopped the storm in the sea.
Sure,
that was
right. Well, in this case,
he
so
he told me
last
2 weeks ago or so.
Weeks ago.
Sananda was telling us, everybody listening, this is really cool. You know the part in the Bible, in the New Testament, where Yehoshua walks on the water and the storm and the seas are rough and everything, and he calms the sea? Well as he's in the boat and he's sleeping and the storm is rustling all around and he got and the apostles were upset and he sat up and he said, why are you upset? And he calmed the sea. When he said, who do you think I was talking to? He telepathically, of course, but he also used his words and language at the time, Aramaic or whatever, but he would have said
Mark,
to them.
It's in Mark.
He would have said to the elementals of the sea, let's say the
storm
undines, the storm angels, the different beings that are running with the energy, and he spoke to them and told them, please, you know, become anything. He doesn't will do anything that is against the will of the free will of any living creature, anywhere, anywhere, soul, etc.,
angel.
So he will. He just asks them to come, mm-hmm. be calm, be at one now, be peace. Mm-hmm. And they instantly hear him, you know, because he is creator.
But it was their free will.
But it's their free will.
To obey or
so
not to obey.
When we're asking for storms to calm down, when we're asking for that in a hurricane showing up, you're praying to creator, you're praising the creator. Always praise, because that brings creator closest right away. Praise, praise, praise with it.
Sure. Remember the stories when you personally had problems and you asked and you received. Remember the strange stories on the highway, your tales about the highway. Yeah.
But
in this case,
what we really want everybody listening, if anybody's listening, to understand is that God itself respects the idea of free will. And we're going to talk about the book that we're writing because the implications are absolutely staggering when you think about it, that even God will ask an angel, a great archangel, to do something, and that archangel has the ability to say yes or no.
So I said to people, they didn't have free will. The angels work God's will. No, they don't. They work on God's, they have God's creator's will in their heart, yes, in their heart, in their kind of heart that they have, and their energy, but it's their free will. Why do you think they rose up against creator? The fallen rose up because they had free will, and they enticed each other and usurped others and lured them in just like they do today. So then creators set up this lower dense level we're in now, plus other frequencies around and below this one, where they were cast down too. And we know this on the highest realms, and I was brought here to say these things because Yehoshua wanted me to reveal these information from the higher realms that you are not stuck here. This is not your realm. This is where they were cast to. But the souls chose to come in, to choose to work here and have camp, like a boot camp practice.
Okay, by the way,
learning
Mark,
about negativity
angels
and things.
Soul, but we may have come in the beginning to help out.
Yeah, and they do come in the beginning
to help out
and
got stuck for one reason or another. Maybe we fell in love, maybe.
I knew space people that came with me and different times we came to Earth during the times of Atlantis as well as others, and they got involved with the humans on the planet. And they got and they fell a little in love with some of the girl or a guy on the planet. And so they stayed on the planet. But then even if
I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, and so they would be then karmically, because they came to the Earth and did some things on the Earth with some people or whatever, and fell in love, et cetera. Because basically, it's like in some of these other places we come in, Bruce, we are told you go there, you work, you do the thing you're doing, try not to get too involved. You could be friendly, but don't get too involved. And that, you know what that means. So they're trying to say, don't get too attached because you will have to come back. So I got a little attached in times, but not physically to where I was entrapped to come back to incarnate. But I was here at different times where I became friends with many different souls. And many of those souls I've met today and other times, you know, so it's...
And they did get stuck.
And some of them did get stuck. Space people, we were friends and we recognized each other. And they were... They had come back, and actually I said, well, last time I remember we were on Atlantis time,
we were
rescuing people.
You were from
and we were Aetherians. Yeah, we're not physical, but we formed a body to come in. And when they came in Aetherian, you become physical. You can become a physical being, like Balathon in the park when he shook my hand. So they can accidentally fall in and get involved physically with a person.
Well, let me ask Mark, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have a question. Okay, when it comes to your teachings and other, members of the audience who are definitely sort of exploring so many avenues that are open up to the YouTube, you know, anything from, Project Camelot stuff, you know, Looking Glass, all these secret space force. Oh, my God, it just goes up to the top of the universe. Where would you say the best place would be to start, you know, on a daily basis, rather than just running and listening to another YouTube story? Basically, from your book, what are you basically trying to have everyone start with, like, daily? You know, it's like lighting a candle or, you know, saying a prayer, reading from the Bible, doing yoga. I mean, really, what is your point of view here? to help people through this difficult time.
Get up in the morning, give thanks that you just woke up and are still here to help. Give praise and thanks to the infinite creator. To be at one in that way in your mind and say, thy will not mine be done, infinite one. What is your will for me today that you desire for me to accomplish? And let your mind be blank for a while and just keep praising. Silence and adoration in light. Just see light. And things flow into your mind at that time. It might say, hey, Bruce, go out and take a photo of a beautiful the river today. There's some magic of beautiful things that can happen there. I don't want to use the word magic, but you know what I mean by magic, meaning beautiful.
Sure.
Learn, contemplate the infinite creator and contemplate Yehoshua, contemplate the mission that he went through. That brings you in closeness to him very quickly. But to contemplate the infinite creator, for people to do that, is to understand it's more than you think. This creator is amazing. It's unfathomable.
Many of the talk show hosts, you know, and I don't have to mention their names, they're getting to your level, actually. As they get more information, I swear it sounds like they learn from you. They're just getting to this conclusion that God's going to win, but we have to be witnesses to this ugly side of history as it concludes.
Yes, but we've always said.
No beautiful way. You can't put it in any nicer way. I mean, this is all the major, major guys.
30 years ago, we were saying, we are all witnesses.
Yeah, that's right. And now, with time being short,
I just wanted to remind everybody. I just want to remind everybody that all of these shows on YouTube are primarily speaking about first level ETs that may be in bases on other planets, that may be doing things that are nefarious or that are good or whatever the case may be, but they are first level. They are not higher level beings. And so our attitude is let's migrate, let's evolve away from playing in those realms with all of those people. It's not going to end, you know, it doesn't
help us.
It's not
going to end well.
All it does is it brings us down. It starts to make us sit there because, you know, we look at a lot of videos too. But all it does is it lowers your frequency because it kind of fills you with dread. It fills you with all kinds of things, and then you have to shake it off.
Confusion, fear, disharmony with others. We have to pray for all that.
For every action, there is a reaction. I mean, after this interludes in, with the angels that came to support us, the war was on, let me tell you. We've been battling.
Oh, it never stops for the people of the light.
It's not going to stop.
Bruce, as long as you're
shining
your...
I thought it was going to end. Any,
well, not on this plane, the first level.
No. When you take action as a warrior or as the defender of truth, like Hercules we're talking about, you are now like that flame that the moths are coming after. So you have to constantly protect it. Constantly wake up in the morning, protect yourself before you go to sleep, protect yourself in the bed, your wife, your home, your car, everything. Then you spread it out to your family, friends, and all of a sudden you got all of New York City and the planet Earth and the whole thing, and it keeps on going. But you keep protecting with his name and his and what he did and his mission. That's why he said to me a long time, he said, contemplate me more. That meant get me in your head and in your subconscious. Keep thinking of me, the creator, the infinite one. He will never leave us because he loves us, but he's basically there to protect us so that your thoughts, first thoughts be on him. He always told me that. May your thoughts be on me and no harm will come to you. And whenever that was, I had miraculous and amazing things happen where I was levitated and rescued and all kinds of stuff.
But when
I wasn't thinking of creator or anybody, I was just going down the block to do something quick and come back, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even protect or do anything as I walked down our block. I got tripped and stumbled by two negative beings. I saw them as silhouettes when I thought there were two guys in the dark that were just silhouetted against the wall.
Wow.
And I fell. I was carrying stuff. I couldn't catch myself. Even as I fell, I wasn't even saying, angels, help me now. I wasn't saying it. Normally, that's what I would do. But it was weird what happened. And when I stood up, nothing was there to trip me. I was tripped, definitely tripped.
Wow.
And I stood there and nothing was there on the sidewalk to trip me. But then I looked around me and everything was different. The two guys, silhouettes were gone. There was light suddenly. There was no light when I saw. There was no light there. So somehow I was seen to feel the surrounding of darkness, to feel what that felt like. I actually was walking up the block in one spot, and I said, gee, it's weird that there's usually lights on, but the sidewalk's not illuminated like normal. In my mind, I was thinking that.
Isn't that actually near a church?
And it's near the church across our street, actually.
Church.
But Bruce,
just,
yeah, got to move on. I know Hercules wants.
Just
I
we
just have one more thing to say.
We have
and I'm hoping
four and a half
I,
minutes to go, so just letting you know.
Okay.
How many
I,
minutes?
I,
four
and, four
and,
half.
And a half.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Mark. You turn.
I.
You can turn it on. Yep.
There was something with coming. We have to be in our hearts and minds, everyone. Continuous, if we want to call it perpetual, Phyllis and I call it a perpetual repentance. We repent constantly. As soon as you think of a negative thought, as soon as I thought something bad about somebody, oh, you know, I debug that person, can suddenly go, oh my gosh, I just did it again. I am so sorry. And truly repent in your heart. You are instantly forgiven. Yehoshua told me this. He told me this, but you have to make a point of doing it. Then we call it perpetual praise. So if you're not doing something, if you're dusting, if you're just taking a shower, start singing praise to Creator. We have a link on our site, on the website, theintergalacticmission.com. You can go to Omniversal Symbols, and there will be a praise Creator symbol. You can click on that and see all these words that say adoration of praise.
That's great.
ET Universal Zone, we go in one of the links we were just talking about in archives, I guess it is, right, Phil?
It's in Sarah's message.
In my message from 4221, messages from Sananda and my ET crew, if you go to the words that say praise Creator in giant letters, it's highlighted to take you to the link to the other website. So you can see the words of how to use words of praise. You can make up your own, but it's just, you know, you're unfathomable. You're the infinite light of living water, of light, love. Whatever you want to do, however you say it in your heart with reverence, devotion, and praise to the infinite Father, Creator, Mother,
and
Creator.
And negative beings run for the
hills. And they run for the hills. They cannot stand praise. Yeah. When we praise Creator, they can't stand Yehoshua's name in any way you want to say it. From Sananda, Jesus, Yeshua. It doesn't matter. You say it, they run. But you have to say it and believe. Because with the free will comes belief and the trust in Him.
Of course. Well, here on the streets of New York, you know, this you have to walk in this bubble of what you describe 24/7, because when your guard goes down, weird things start happening. You know,
exactly.
And you really have to keep attention.
Correct.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly it. That's why I mentioned that thing that happened to me, because I do not now ever again, after that happened to me a couple of years ago, leave the house without doing my thing and going down the block, touching the fairy plants and trees. Giving praise as I walk and looking at the sky and giving praise for everything.
That's right.
So when you're in a state of praise,
sounds,
those beings stay far away from you. Everyone listening,
this
is true.
Yeah, it does sound like a cartoon. But, Mark, it is as real as rain. Anyone listening has to sort of get with the game plan. Otherwise, you're fighting foul with foul.
Yeah.
You know, you really
got to stay. And also, don't forget that more lower astros or fallen have been released at this time Revelation.
Even the fallen beings, the ones that we call the fallen angels and others, have asked for help, and that we pray for them and ask for their forgiveness, because they want to come home too. And so remember, everyone, not everyone, not all beings and souls or angels are cast into some hell forever. That is not true. It's a fear tactic those religions use to coerce people to join or whatever they did. Nothing is like that is eternal. Yehoshua told me he rescues all the time, and to please pray for these souls, pray for the angels, pray for the ones that fell, and always give thanks for your guardians, because and ask them and just pray for them. You just pray for them.
Sure.
Don't pray to them, but pray for them like you would pray for your family.
Yeah, ask a blessing
and
on your
blessings on your angels, on your house. And ask for protection angels. Ask your angels to find you a protector angel for your house and door and protection for your buildings. They come, but they said, you have to ask. It's not expected. You just don't expect it. And there's a lot of angels out there that want these jobs. They just want to do it. But they have to be asked for.
Okay.
What I did
we're
going to
cut us off. We have like 20 seconds left. And then it's
okay,
going to cut off.
Okay. Phyllis, Mark, you take it. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, everyone,
Bye-bye.
For listening
Bye-bye.
In on
everybody.
This.
Happy Easter.
Adonai Vasu. Mark and Phyllis, thank you, guests. To be continued. That was awesome.
Thank you, Hercules. You're a blessing to us.
Thank you.
Happy
you
Easter,
too.
Everyone.
Be well.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. God bless.
Bye.